And hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, guys.
Mark. It's Mark Parrish. Mark Rosen will be here shortly, but it's 7:44, which means we're about 4 minutes late getting to Vikings
News. It's time for Vikings News.
Touchdown!
Pickle Rick!
Presented by
Petco, your truck accessories pro.
Did you say pickle wrench?
No, I said pickle Rick.
He keeps saying that.
Pickle Rick? What does that mean?
Don't worry about it.
Mark, do you have a friend named Pickle Rick that I'm not aware
of?
Would you like one?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Did you watch the game Monday night?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Welcome aboard. Your thoughts on the Minnesota Vikings destroying the New Orleans Saints?
That was really, really fun to watch. It was nice to see what Bradford can do when he actually has some time on offensive line. That was impressive.
A couple of awesome touchdowns to Diggs, one to the guy that was at the Zucker event last night, Kyle Rudolph. That was a sick throw by Bradford. Great catch by Rudolph. That was awesome. That was basically the dagger. Saints aren't great, but you punished a bad team. But we're moving on to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Zimmer mentioned yesterday in the press conference, quote-unquote, short week, right, because it's one less day to prepare, although it's pretty standard that they do a little pre-research before the week before, so obviously they've been looking at the Steelers for a while, but now they're going to deep dive. We talked to B-Rob yesterday on this show. Sounds like they haven't done a super big deep dive yet either. Normally, Tuesdays, they're what? Charity kind of off day, correct?
That's
off
right.
Day, yep.
But did they get right back at it yesterday? What happened yesterday?
Yesterday was a day off.
It was still a day off.
Yeah, because don't they...
For treatment and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, they get their a day off is used loosely because they still get their film, they get their review from the week before, they do their treatment. They're
just not a full
practice.
Right.
Yep.
I think they only have to do half day today or something like that. He said that in the press conference.
Well, yeah, but haven't we heard they barely? I mean, they still practice, but it's not like it used to be where it's mostly just shorts and shoulder pads or even that.
Okay. It's my weekend outfit.
Thanks, Vince Lombardi.
He's
here?
He is. Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's amongst us. Yep. Here's Coach Zimmer yesterday talking about Sam Bradford and complimenting him, but, he's going to make sure he compliments everybody.
He played really well. He played really well. You know, some of the third downs that we converted, third and eight, third and nine, whatever it was, there was a few of those. And so, but, you know, honestly, it was really he played good. Don't get me wrong, but he got help from the offensive line. They gave him time. We ran the ball better. We had some play actions. I think it was just all a combination of things. And I think when you're humming on all eight cylinders, I think it's a little bit easier. Not that it's easy to play quarterback, but all those other people helped him too. We made some great catches. Diggs made a great catch. Treadwell made a really good catch on a back shoulder. Adam made some good catches. Kyle made a good catch on the touchdown. So, guys played well around each other, and I think that helped as a offensive team.
What an awesome endorsement opportunity at some point for Laquan Treadmill.
Right. Do people still use those?
Sure. I have.
Can I ask
the one
question?
Down the hall is used all the time.
Yeah, hockey's the only one that uses it. But aren't they bad for your knees?
If you have bad knees.
Well, hockey sister does.
Or if you weigh 600 pounds, then your knees are probably going to give out.
Can I ask a question?
I can't wait.
This is maybe directed more towards Parrish, but Sam Bradford's the best player on the team, right? Technically, he's the most important player on the team.
He's the most important.
He played unbelievable. He's the second guy in Vikings history to have all those stats that he had.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think behind closed doors
that's not accurate. That was so misleading.
But no,
for a season opening game.
Sure. Either way, it makes sense if you know the facts. I'm not here to report that. But honestly, do you think behind closed doors he tells them how great he played? I mean, he just downplayed. Well, they made great catches. No, Sam Bradford was on fire on Monday. He was great.
Parrish, answer that question.
If it's a question. But you know what I mean? even though the best players probably get better treatment, but he played well. Do you think behind closed doors he was like unbelievable?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But yeah, to the media, everybody gets treated the same. And probably more importantly, for the rest of the team to hear that everybody's on the same level, even though know darn well
he's not.
Each player has different set of rules. When you're the superstar, when you're the most important guy, yes. It's important to do it for the players that are to read that or hear
he told Sam unreal.
Oh yeah for sure.
Compare that tone and that conversation to the video that even though they know it's on camera, the post-game locker room conversation that Zimmer had with the team, it's a completely different person. I mean, it's all positive after the game. And even in that moment, though, when all he's dishing out is positive praise post-game after the win on Monday, the players also know there's a lot that we can fix. So that goes both ways. You get the praise, but you know there's stuff to work on. You get downplayed, and you know that you did really well. I mean, it goes both ways.
So, Parrish, this is going to sound like I'm being a douche, but I'm not. I mean, I am, but I'm not in this question. right. Were you ever the best player on an NHL roster? Were you ever, like, the man?
No.
Jeez. Jack. That's mean.
I wouldn't say I was the best player, but I was, my last couple of years on the island, out on Long Island, I played, you know, all the situations, 25 minutes a night. And, yeah, different players are going to have different sets of rules. You're going to have, sure. It's just the way it works.
God, so you were alpha dog there for a second.
Oh,
in
yeah,
New York.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were terrified of my bark, let me tell you.
Did you go to Massapequa?
I did.
What's that?
What?
It's a town. Massapequa. Take the train. Take the train into the city.
Yeah.
See all the sights.
Mm-hmm.
New York, Wales.
Yes, it does.
Massapequa kind of kicks ass. I like the island.
Mm-hmm.
Been there once.
Yeah,
it was
really
lovely.
Nice.
You're just saying that.
It's like the suburbs here, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Long Island's basically like the Twin City suburbs.
A boltload of money, though.
Is that right?
Oh,
not the area I was staying in 17 years ago, but okay.
No, oh, man. There's some serious... there's old money out there.
Way too
much. Shook enough hands with Rockefellers out there. Yeah, I think there's some money out there.
How many Rockefellers are there?
A lot.
Are those the people that invented oysters, Rockefeller?
Yes.
Okay, my humor's not good today.
You guys are doing good!
1, 2, 3, 4.
True Stone Financial brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. When we return, we expect the great Mark Rosen to talk sports. Then at some point in the 8 o'clock hour, AJ Mansoor. We have so much more than that.
We do. Rosie will join. We're going to talk about the Twins making some history in the MLB. And I have more Properties Brothers tickets to give away, Corey. This is your Lexus lineup brought to you by Lexus of Wise Out, Lexus of Maplewood.
Always a smooth transition. Fan 5 is next. Power Trip Morning Show right here on the Fan.